What is going on, everybody? 24.3 scores are being added to the leaderboard as we speak, and something interesting has happened. The six-time champ posted a score that is not indicative of her fitness or her capacity. What is going on? Welcome back to Scott Riffs. Where has CrossFit missed the mark? And I want you to listen closely because she does something very tricky here that really pissed me off. You are not presenting accurate facts. You are manipulating what you're presenting to suck people into your narrative. CrossFit takes note or gets out of the way. One or the other, because this train's moving forward because of people like you. Come on. I'm too much of an alpha at times to want to conform too much. And I would rather be all of me. What's going on, everybody? We are here for a special edition of Scott Riffs. I was looking at the leaderboard today through the help of my friend Lex, who sent me a heads up. But looking through the leaderboard, I noticed that one Miss Tia Toomey posted her scores today for 24.3. So let's go back in the timeline a little bit. Right before the Open, she was spotted coaching a class with a brace on her wrist, which then she came out and said that she had suffered some damage by pushing a stroller a lot, like a carpal tunnel type thing, and that just needed some rest, and she was doing the Open. She does the first 2 weeks of the Open, nothing alarming at that point, and then we get to 24.3. She was supposed to do the Open announcement with Ariel Lowen. It then comes out that she is withdrawing from that announcement. And her statement was that she didn't feel like in the condition she was with her wrist, she could give the fans the show that they deserved for an Open announcement. So she was going to sit this one out. CrossFit pivoted, brought three other athletes in to compete against Ariel, including Sydney Wells, Roman Krennikoff, and Jay Crouch. 24.3 goes off without a hitch at Proven Headquarters, with tons of people in attendance. Awesome spectacle. We then get the scores from what Tia did this weekend. And she posts a score of 7 rounds with a 3-minute tie break. Meaning she got through the 65-pound thrusters and the chest to bars fairly quickly. 3 minutes, 5 rounds. And then she only got 2 more rounds after that, making it she was 3 rounds from finishing, not reps, but rounds from finishing 24.3. So my question is, what's going on? Is it a fact of, hey, I don't want to damage this anymore, and I'm just going to stop and rest. This is all I need to make top 25%. Or is something seriously wrong where she is unable to complete those movements currently with the way her wrist is feeling and is whatever shape it's in? Before all the alarm bells sound, she has 30 days before quarterfinals to rest up, to heal the wrist, and to take on the quarterfinals at the end of next month, or wherever. We're 30 days away, whatever that is, mid-April. So then once she gets to quarterfinals, though, that's when the eye of the needle shrinks considerably. And if it's bothering her, she's at risk of not qualifying to semifinals. There's only 40 spots available at the semifinal level. And in North America East, it is a juggernaut of a semifinal. There are so many big names. It is going to be a tough road to hoe even to get out of that semifinal, let alone and to get into it and she is really going to be at a breaking point in 30 days. So again, she has 30 days to rest, recover, get that right. But things could go south really quick if that is not, if that is not healed in 30 days. The other thing I want to point out is, you know, all off season, everybody has been anointing her the next champion of the CrossFit Games, because she is the 6-time champ. She is the greatest CrossFitter we've ever seen in the sport. But sports are sports, and unpredictable things happen all the time. And I made this call out probably a month ago, where everybody was anointing her to be the next champion. And I said, listen, it's been 2 years since she's been on the competition floor. She's 2 years older. A lot can happen in those 2 years. And we don't know how she's going to perform coming back from that. Injuries happen. We're seeing that now. There's a good shot. There's a good chance that she is unable to compete throughout this year, and she may not win the CrossFit Games. And even if she makes it through, if she's not 100% with that wrist, and anybody who's been through injuries, once you have an injury, you compensate with other things in your body, and then they tend to go in the same fashion. And so we need to be careful in sports about anointing people to the champion before a season even starts. At the end of this, I want the best competition possible at the CrossFit Games. I don't want her to miss this year's CrossFit Games just so I can be right. But I do think we need to be more cautious about our predictions and our absolute predictions about who is going to win and who is not, based on past performance. Every year is a different year. Things happen. Unpredictable things happen. And that's where we are now. So if you go out and look at the leaderboard, Tia Toomey, 7 rounds for 24.3. Did not finish the workout by 3 full rounds. So again, there's no video with her submission, so I don't know why she stopped, when she stopped, if it was a decision that was made that she stopped at that point and just get on to quarterfinals, or if it was something where she just could not go on any further. So she did complete 14 thrusters and 14 muscle-ups in that second half, but was unable to finish the last 3 rounds. With that, I'm going to sign off. Hope everybody has a great week. And Tia, I hope you rest up and you're ready for quarters, because sport's better when we have the best competition available for everybody. With that, Scott Riffs out. C4 Energy, Extend, and CelluCore are delivering the most effective, best-tasting, and highest-quality products for you. Get 20% off when you use the code Clydesdale at checkout at C4Energy.com. That's C4Energy.com. And now back to the interview.